Tacos y Tequila is a casual dining restaurant. There's a location in Easton, and owner Ramiro Bravo says the Allentown spot was a popular lunch place for downtown workers.
Since COVID has started, this has been a boxing match, but we don't know how many rounds we're in because every day we're finding new challenges.
Bravo says the week of the shutdown, business dropped 80%. He says things have slowly been picking back up in recent weeks, but when half of your business is tequila, he says they've been hurting. Bravo says he would have liked Pennsylvania to have eased liquor restrictions earlier.
One of my restaurants in Virginia, we were allowed to sell margaritas to go. I think it was the second week after they had the shutdown in Virginia, and the response there was just through the roof with alcohol sales.
Pennsylvania's new to-go law only applies during the state emergency declaration, which may go through the end of summer. And for Bravo, tracking down 1,600 sealable plastic containers for prickly pear margaritas, coconut mojitos, and sangria slushies wasn't cheap.
But we're bringing up the morale of society as a whole. So take away the cost. At this point is how can we uplift the spirits of people in general?
There are plenty of rules on the State Liquor Control Board's website for the new law. There are size limits on beverages, and customers can't drink them on site. And at Tacos y Tequila, they'll be making only one batch of drinks a day. And when they're gone, they're gone. Tyler Pratt, WOVR News.